Editor's note. Ms. Stang writes an open letter to MP Anthony Rota regarding the 10th Street access. C. Neighborhood group just getting untracked in bid for safe crossing at blocked lake access. Dear Mr. Rota, you may know of the effort by the North Bay West End Neighborhood Association to reopen the historic access from Main Street along 10th Street down to the lakefront beach path. Generations of West End residents used this path both in summer and winter. It provided easy access for families with young children and pets and for people taking beach toys, kayaks, snowshoes, or skis to the lake for recreation. The 10th Street access also provided a shorter, more accessible, and safer loop for many older or distance-limited residents just seeking the enjoyment, respite, and health benefits of a bit of green space along the beach footpath. The loop, without this shortcut, is too much for some people. It is also less safe since the access provided an off-ramp in case of any kind of perceived threat or medical emergency. As such, the sudden appearance of the fence and the "no trespassing" signs in October of last year left our citizens perplexed, dismayed, and disheartened by the lack of transparency and community engagement. Without much information to go on, we had to work hard to find out who was behind this and how it came to be. The fence was erected by the Ottawa Valley Railroad, OVR, purportedly as a safety measure, even though there had never been a reported safety incident on record and the track sees few trains. We eventually learned that the OVR was approached by a member of City Council for help in resolving a problem brought to the councillor by a West End business. This business, which caters to children, felt that their charges were endangered by some residents of a homeless encampment that grew near to the 10th Street access, but on the beach side, over the summer months and which has since been disbanded. Fencing the access offered the councillor a quicker and easier solution than actually tackling the poverty, substance abuse, and mental health issues resulting from the growing numbers of unhoused people in our community. While providing a quick band-aid for the councillor's problem, his solution did our neighborhood a huge disservice. The fence was erected without any community involvement or consultation. This sudden closure of a popular access point to the beach was met with surprise followed by dismay, anger, and a determination to somehow see the decision reversed. All such efforts, including petitions, meetings, and media involvement in the fall and early winter were unsuccessful. Now, the winter is over and we are preparing for another effort against this hasty and ill-conceived decision. To that end, we are determined to set in motion a process that would lead to the removal of the fence and instead create a safe, level railway crossing in its place. This is where you come in, Mr. Rota. Funding is available to our City Council through a federal program. Transport Canada's Rail Safety Improvement Program, RSIP, covers up to 80% of the cost of rail safety improvements and is administered in the form of grants or contributions to provinces, territories, municipalities, local governments, and others. It is the North Bay West End Neighborhood Association's hope that you will support our effort and urge North Bay City Council to pursue this funding. Perhaps your office can assist any councillors who wish to support this path to a happy ending. Hundreds of West End residents would be grateful. Sincerely, Ursula Stang, West End resident for 52 years.